Our scripture reading today is from John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18, the empty tomb. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one that Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?" Thinking he was a gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of God.
Let us pray. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be truly acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. A man is driving down the road and unfortunately runs over a rabbit. He slams on his brakes and he gets out and he walks up to the flattened bunny. Well, the bunny has obviously expired and the driver feels terrible. A passing car slams on its brakes and screeches to a halt. And the driver of that car runs up to the bunny, pulls out an aerosol can, and sprays the bunny with an aerosol spray. The bunny jumps up, runs a few feet, then stops, turns around and waves, runs away a few more feet, turns around, waves its paw at the two men, runs away a few more feet, stops, does the wave again, and he continues to do this until he's out of sight. And the first driver looks at the man with the aerosol can and he said, "Wow, that is amazing. What's in that can?" And the man looks at the can and he reads, "Hair restorer with a permanent wave." For 6 weeks, we have traveled the Lenten Road together. We have journeyed through the wilderness, taken the road home, been to Jericho and Bethany, to the cross and Calvary. And most of the time we've been walking at a leisurely pace, maybe even sometimes dragging our feet because we did not want to go on that road. But this past week has been more of a sprint. As we began with a parade, and we traveled through three more worship services with a different style and theme for each. Liturgical colors changing almost daily, additional liturgies and traditions. It's why I always take Easter Monday as a day of rest. And it's hard to believe that I have been your pastor for 7 weeks now. When I arrived, I hit the ground running since 3 days after my initial sermon, we began the Lenten Road together. And today we stand next to an empty tomb, glorifying in the resurrection. Instead of quietly walking, we discover in our Easter story that there's a whole lot of running going on. Today we face the moment of truth for all who follow Jesus, especially those on that first Easter morning. Early in the morning on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been rolled away. I mean, you can imagine how this must have affected her. I mean, she probably thought his body had been stolen. And who knows what else? And so she started to run. Now, up to this point, Mary Magdalene has been largely ignored in the Gospel of John. But suddenly, she is firmly on that resurrection road. And she ran to tell the disciples, Simon, Peter, and John. They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. Now, I want you to note that by referring to Jesus as the Lord and using the plural we, she is identifying herself as part of the community of Jesus' followers. I mean, there were more than just 12 disciples, and they weren't all men. Upon hearing her words, Simon, Peter, and John believe her, and they took off running to see for themselves. And John arrives before Peter, and he looks in. He doesn't go in the tomb. He just kind of looks in, and he sees the linen cloths that had been wrapped around the body of Jesus. Now, when Peter arrives, he goes on into the tomb, and he notices that the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head has been folded and rolled up in a place by itself. And hopefully this helped dispel their fears that Jesus' body had been stolen, because what kind of a grave robber would take the time to neatly fold the cloths and set them aside? Well, John follows Simon Peter into the empty tomb, and Scripture says he saw and believed. What exactly did he see? And what did he believe? Was it just the sight of the empty tomb? Or did he believe Mary was telling the truth and that caused him to believe? Did he accept that Mary was telling the truth and so believed? As Christians, we are called upon to tell the truth about Jesus to all who will listen. We need to hear the truth, especially from those who have different perceptions from us, whose stories may have been overlooked or ignored in the past. Like John, we need to hear and believe. Now, at this time, Peter and John were still confused about what had happened. Scripture tells us they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. So again, exactly what did they believe when they saw the empty tomb for themselves? They stopped their running and they went home. But not Mary. She stays on that resurrection road. She's overcome with grief, weeping and wondering what has happened to the Lord's body. And she looks into the tomb, and this time she sees two angels in white. And she turns and she looks around, and seeing someone that she supposes to be the gardener, she tearfully says, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." For Mary, Easter morning begins not with joy, but with weeping and struggle. And she isn't alone. Many struggle with the same doubts and uncertainties. She was experiencing something she had never before encountered. She was confused, heartbroken, and trying desperately to understand. And Jesus ends her confusion and doubts by revealing his identity to her and calling her name. And she turns and addresses him as teacher. In the middle of her pain and struggle, Jesus sees her for who she is. And the very same is true for us. Whenever we are on our faith journey, Jesus sees us and recognizes us. All you have to do is respond. Say yes to Jesus and let him be your teacher. And Jesus gives Mary a mission, saying, "Go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Now, somehow, I don't think she leisurely walked to carry out Jesus' command. I think she ran just as fast as she could to share that message with the disciples. "I have seen the Lord." And she tells them what Jesus has said to her. Now, the word apostle means one who is sent off. Mary is the first apostle who travels the resurrection road to tell the good news that Christ has risen. She is the first to see and speak with the risen Christ. As Christians, no matter our gender, our race, our denominational beliefs, we are called to travel the resurrection road, to share the good news to all people everywhere. We do not travel alone. We walk with Christ, who sustains and supports us on our journey. Let us run and not be weary as we respond to the call of Christ on this glorious Easter morning. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.